Arnold Van Damme sprawled back in his executive swivel chair with all the elegance of a rag doll tossed into a corner. Jack had never seen him wear a coat, except in the presence of the president, and not always then. At formal affairs that required black tie, Ryan wondered if Arnie needed a Secret Service agent standing by with a gun. The tie was loose in the unbuttoned collar, and he wondered if it had ever been tightly knotted. The sleeves on Arnie's L.L. Bean blue-striped shirt were rolled up and grimy at the elbows because he usually read documents with his forearms planted on the chronically cluttered desk. But not when speaking to someone. For important conversations, the man leaned back, resting his feet on a desk drawer. Barely 50, Van Damme had thinning gray hair and a face as lined and careworn as an old map, but his pale blue eyes were always alert, and his mind keenly aware of everything that went on within or beyond his sight. It was a quality that went along with being the president's chief of staff. He poured his Diet Coke into an oversized coffee mug that featured an emblem of the White House on one side and Arnie engraved on the other, and regarded the deputy director of Central Intelligence with a mixture of wariness and affection. "Thirsty?" "I can handle a real Coke if you have one down there," Jack observed with a grin. Van Damme's left hand dropped below sight, and a red aluminum can appeared on a ballistic path that would have terminated in Ryan's lap had he not caught it. Opening the can under the circumstances was a tricky exercise, but Jack ostentatiously aimed the can at Van Damme when he popped the top. Like the man or not, Ryan told himself, he had style. He was unaffected by his job except when he had to be. This was not such a time. Arnold Van Damme acted important only for outsiders. Insiders didn't need an act. "The boss wants to know what the hell is going on over there," the chief of staff opened. "So do I." Charles Alden, the president's national security advisor, entered the room. "Sorry I'm late, Arnie." "So do we, gentlemen," Jack replied. "That hasn't changed in a couple of years. You want the best stuff we've got?" "Sure," Alden said. "Next time you fly to Moscow, look out for a large white rabbit with waistcoat and pocket watch. If he offers you a trip down a rabbit hole, take it, and let me know what you find down there," Ryan said with mock gravity. "Look, I'm not one of those right-wing idiots who moans for a return to the Cold War, but then at least the Russians were predictable. The poor bastards are starting to act like we do now. They're unpredictable as hell. The funny part is, now I can understand what a pain in the ass we always were to the KGB. The political dynamic over there is changing on a daily basis. Narmanov is the sharpest political infighter in the world, but every time he goes to work, it's another crisis." "What sort of cat is he?" Van Damme asked. "You've met the man." Alden had met Narmanov, but Van Damme had not. "Only once," Ryan cautioned. Alden settled down in an armchair. "Look, Jack, we've seen your file. So is the boss. Hell, I've almost got him to respect you. 2 intelligence stars, the submarine business, and Jesus, the thing with Gerasimov. I've heard of still waters running deep, fella, but never this deep. No wonder Al Trent thinks you're so damn smart." The intelligence star was CIA's highest decoration for performance in the field. Jack actually had 3, but the citation for the 3rd was locked away in a very safe place, and was something so secret that even the new president didn't and would never know. "So, prove it. Talk to us." "He's one of those rare ones. He thrives on chaos. I've met docs like that. There are some, a rare few, who keep working in emergency rooms, doing trauma and like that after everybody else burns out. Some people just groove to pressure and stress, Arnie. He's one of them. I don't think he really likes it, but he's good at it. He must have the physical constitution of a horse."
"Most politicians do," Van Damme observed.
"Lucky them. Anyway, does Narmanov really know where he's going? I think the answer is both yes and no. He has some sort of idea where he's moving his country to, but how he gets there, and exactly where he's going to be when he arrives, that he doesn't know. That's the kind of balls the man has." So you like the guy? It was not a question. He could have snuffed my life out as easy as popping open this can of Coke, and he didn't. Yeah, Ryan admitted with a smile. That does compel me to like him a little. You'd have to be a fool not to admire the man. Even if we were still enemies, he'd still command respect. So, we're not enemies? Alden asked with a wry grin. How can we be? Jack asked in feigned surprise. The president says that's a thing of the past. The chief of staff grunted. Politicians talk a lot. That's what they're paid for. Will Narmonov make it?